14 minutes to 10 on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And Jim, it's been a great morning so far, and we've got one more fabulous guest.
And I'm absolutely delighted because this person is an absolute, in terms of genealogy, is a gem. I have so much respect for this person personally and professionally, and I'm speaking this morning with Deborah Gershbeck, the CEO of Norwest Disability. Good morning to you, Deb.
Hi, Jim. How are you? And hi, Darren.
Good morning.
So lovely that you could spare some time. I know you've been extremely busy. You have an organisation there with many, many staff and voluntary people and clients. I'm just so pleased that you could tell our listeners about lots of things. Let's move straight along. The COVID situation has been extremely challenging. How are you coping with that in your role?
Jim, it has been a challenge for all of us, I suppose, and the new outbreak is making us all a bit nervous again as well. But we've been ramping up back here at Northwest. We closed down on the 24th of March, like most organisations did, and because a lot of the activities that we provide are group-based activities in our centres. But we've still provided a range of essential services and supports. But most of our staff had to go on to JobKeeper, and I must say the government's done a wonderful job with that, and it's really been something that's carried our staff through. We have 220 staff here at Northwest, and probably about 150 volunteers support our organisation. So a lot of those people have been out there and ready to get back into it and start again. So for the last month or so, we've been slowly ramping back up into those group activities. We're back to about probably 72%, I think, at this stage.
That's amazing, Deb. How many people do we help support on a daily or weekly basis, approximately?
Across a normal period of time, we're probably looking at about 450 to 500 people, depending on what's happening and whether they're floating in and out of programs and group activities. We offer a range of different types of services here and supports, and our activity programs are really, a number of programs that's put out there as all these are all the things that you could get involved in, or you could even come and suggest other things. And so our participants with disabilities, they choose the different programs and they swap and change in those programs as they enjoy them and get interested in other things, and there's a new idea comes along and an amazing new program. So lots of different things happening all the time, and lots of people. Some people come for a few days a week, some come for 5 days a week, some might just come for one program, or just come for our Table of Eight program, or our discos, or some, you know, an Exploring Sydney program or something that's really interesting that they particularly enjoy.
And you have so many, and over the forthcoming time, we want to talk about those going forward. I also, too, on behalf of 90.5 and Spotlight, and in particular Darren and I, would like to congratulate you personally for 25 years at Norwest Disability. That is outstanding commitment, and I want our listeners to know the quality of people that we have in and around the hills. Your dedication is beyond reproach, and your professionalism and what you've done and continue to do for our organisation is needs the biggest clap and applause. So I just want to thank you personally as well, Deb.
No, you're very kind, Jim, but I work with a lot of different people, and we have an amazing team of staff here at Northwest.
You do.
But we're also supported by our board members as well. So when you've got really good board members and they're focused and dedicated to achieve the best they can achieve for the organisation as well, then you have a group of people that you're working with that makes it a sheer joy, actually. And I've been privileged to be able to work with some amazing people over those years, and a lot of our staff have massive longevity with me as well. Mm. My 2IC, Rhiannon Edwards, she's been with me now for nearly 25 years as well. Tawat, our manager. So we've got different staff that are well into their long service leave, their 10 years, 15 years, 20 years with the organisation, and I think that's nice to think that people stay with us and they feel like we're a family organisation and they're part of that family group.
And that certainly is the feeling. Whenever I go there, Deb, and I always feel very welcomed, I feel that there's real and I'll say it, a real love in the commitment and the support for everybody who come there. So what you say is indeed very observable and tangible. Deb, this morning, in the next 5 or 6 minutes, I'd really like to talk about a concept that you've really given an amazing amount of support in terms of its development, and that is what we call the secret gardens. They really are a fantastic concept, a philosophy, and just getting and growing bigger and bigger. Can you tell our listeners about that? It's a fantastic experience.
Yes, well, our secret garden project is out at the Western Sydney University at Richmond. It's the Hawkesbury precinct out there, and it was a brainchild of Skillshare many years ago. I think it's something like 35 years ago, and they approached the university and started a very small garden on about 5 acres of land. And it grew organically, you might coin a phrase, and it was just this beautiful little facility, and it attracted a lot of people with disabilities, a lot of youth, maybe retired people, and maybe people who were unemployed, and just general members of the community who just loved that environment and contributing to a garden. But that grew over the years and was just this beautiful space. And about 15 years ago, our organisation was approached, and they were struggling financially a little bit and trying to get keeping something going that was really amazing. So once we were approached and were able to go out there and visit the garden, and I already knew about it because a lot of our people were already going there, I was just so keen to maintain it. So we approached the university, and they also spoke to us, and a number of politicians were able to keep the garden up and running, and we took over responsibility from Skillshare back then. So, but one of the processes was that the university had informed us that the garden would have to move sometime in the future. And if you can imagine moving a 5-acre garden, it's quite amazing. And it had pigs and ducks and sheep and goats and all sorts of things there, that and mud brick buildings. So to move that garden was a bit of a task in itself, but we accomplished that about 3 or 4 years ago now. And we started to establish on the new secret garden site on 15 acres at the old horse precinct on diagonally across on the other side of the university. So the new garden is completely planned. Everybody got involved, and lots of ideas were suggested. And we drew up our new garden, and it just keeps evolving, and it's just the most amazing space. We call it the secret garden because that was the original name, and it's so unique and special. But it's just not a garden. It's now a community precinct, and it provides an opportunity for members of the public to come into a space and to utilise that space in any way that they feel that they can actually then contribute back to the community. So it's, as I said, it's on 15 acres. We've developed a riding for disabled on the side because it had all the horse facilities. And that riding for disabled has just gone from strength to strength, and they've improved their arenas and put up other structures on site. We have a men's shed on site they were looking for a base, so we invited them to come and join us on the site. And then we have a massive range of other activities and projects that are happening on site that our members of the public or our guys with disabilities and just people from all areas of Sydney really access and enjoy. But
it sounds absolutely wonderful. If people want to go to the site, how can that take place under the current situation with COVID, Deb?
Yes, well, because it's a garden and because it's such a large area, there's plenty of opportunity for social distancing there. And the garden
Fantastic.
Has maintained and continued right through. So our volunteers have still been able to come because it is a garden. It's a beautiful facility. We have a retail nursery there as well. Most of the plants that are sold in the nursery, we propagate there. The volunteers and our guys with disabilities and our school kids, they work in the propagation area. And we've sold something like about $90,000 worth of plants this year alone in the last 12 months. So it's been our biggest year ever. So everybody's back focused on their gardens again, and they're growing their vegetables and they're creating things in their own homes. And they've come to our secret garden because we have... We have three horticulturalists there at the garden, all fully qualified, and they're great because they can give you all the understanding and the information you need, and where you should plant certain plants and how that should happen, and how to make your garden grow, basically.
That is fantastic. Deb, we've run out of time. It's been amazing to have you share the great work that you, your board and staff do for our people. It's incredible what you bring. You bring such joy and leadership, and we thank you for being on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and we would like to extend our invitation for you to come back later and tell our listeners more about the great stories that take place at Norwest Disability. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's been lovely. It really is great. And, I need to tell everybody that our garden's open. Please visit. We've got miniature donkeys there now. We've got all sorts of things. We're cooking up a hot lunch each day. So we're open from Monday to Saturday each week. We're not open on Sundays this time. But an amazing round of projects and Ludwig buildings and all sorts of things are happening on that site. So we welcome people to come along and visit our garden, go for a wander around and see some of the amazing things we have happening on that site.
Well, you've been wonderful, and thank you, and we will certainly have you back.